Psych me out. Think outside the norm and become the best you. Diving into your own thoughts and questioning your actions. The law of attraction is the basis for all your thoughts. You use it every day, but you don't even realize it. What is the law of attraction, you may ask? Hold on to that thought.
Last time on the Psych Me Out podcast with DJ Nuts.
You have to change the paradigm. And that means changing your habits. And if you can't change the paradigm, then nothing happens. If you are attracting something you don't like, the paradigm is where you need to start. What's going on? This is the Psych Me Out podcast with DJ Nuts. This podcast series is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Thanks for clicking on to episode 2 of the Psych Me Out podcast. Last time I talked about the law of attraction and how it is the staple of my show. So if you missed out on that episode, make sure you click on episode 1. But for today, I'm going to be talking about self-love. Now, self-love is learning how to love yourself and how to care for yourself before anyone else. It ties into manifestation I talked about last time and how you can attract different experiences to your life. Self-love is just all about having a high vibration for yourself and having that positive attitude, that positive lifestyle to go hand in hand with the law of attraction. It's so important to have love for yourself, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to be giving you a couple tips about self-love. But before I do so, I just want to say that these tips were accumulated by the most common ways of incorporating self-love into your daily routine. Credit to the Huffington Post and two YouTubers who gave me inspiration to talk about this topic, Lior Alexandra and Isabel Palacios. So go check out their videos to see them discuss tips about self-love as well. Let's begin with talking about what self-love is exactly. What is self-love really? We hear it all the time. Self-love is both an action and a state of being. Meaning, you have to be initiative and take action to love yourself. But at the same time, it also is a psychological mindset. It's the ability to appreciate oneself. An appreciation that grows from actions that support our physical, mental, and spiritual growth. Self-love is constantly changing its dynamic. It grows by actions and experiences that mature us and make us better people. You learn from these experiences, just like with anything in life. When we don't actively practice loving ourselves, we can end up in really dark places that could lead us to destructive or very dangerous behavior for one's mental health. And I can speak to that. You get off track and you aren't focused on what you're doing. I like to call these personal slumps. It can last from a few days to weeks even. And you have these insecurities that you have in the back of your mind. And if you can't learn to love yourself, this often leads to those insecurities to being negative thoughts. And those negative thoughts can lead to anxiety, to depression, and just overall stop us from reaching our full potential, from being our best selves. It's absolutely essential to learn to love yourself when we practice self-love. We begin to accept our weaknesses and our strengths. We find less of ourselves trying to explain our shortcomings, our insecurities, our negative thoughts to other people and to ourselves. We find meaning in life. We have more understanding for ourselves and for others. And we overall feel that vibration of everything in the universe. Other people will begin to respect you more. It will feel as if they prioritize you and that they love you more than they ever did. Self-love will show people how to treat you. It will show people how we expect to be treated. Taking actual steps and practicing it is key. You will see a whole shift in how you view your life. You will be more relaxed and calm. People that you feel like are out to get you will result in you just not giving them the time of your day. kick those negative people out of your life. Bring those positive people in your life. Just reiterating that message of the law of attraction. You want positive people. You want positive vibrations into your life. Self-love has helped me become the person I am today, in addition to incorporating the law of attraction to my daily routine. I am now doing things that make me happy on a regular basis. Life will always be a little harder if you don't like yourself. So self-love is the first step to absolutely anything you want to do. How can self-love make you a confident person overall? And how does it connect to the theme of being your best self? Well, we often say yes to other people and try to fit them into our schedule and end up busying ourselves even more. We put more on our plate than what we can actually feed in. We're afraid to say no just because they'll think we're either lazy or they'll think that we're just mean. Self-love is prioritizing yourself, but it isn't like that. Self-love is about being more comfortable in your own skin and making your mental health and well-being a priority. A lot of times we put ourselves in toxic situations. Simply put, you shouldn't put yourself in situations that are going to hurt you mentally or hurt your well-being. Remember, self-love is not being selfish. Self-love is very key into having good relationships and just having a good, happy life overall. Now, the common misconception about self-love is not caring about what anyone else is thinking. Me, 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 me. It is about yourself, but it's not about having the attention all on you every single time. No. It's not about being narcissistic or not worrying about other people or just worrying about yourself. Self-love is not only making sure that you are fulfilled and happy, self-love spreads and it is contagious. Others will feel that positive vibration you bring out and will want to be around you. You're making other people happy by learning to love yourself. In order for you to be a good friend, a good person, a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, or a girlfriend, you have to be full of your own love first. So let's dive right into the tips on how to love yourself so you can love others. Tip number one is being self-aware, to know your own flaws, your struggles, to know your own strengths and your weaknesses. Now, why is it important to know your own strengths and your own weaknesses? It's important so you don't seek validation from others. When you know your strengths, you can credit that, you can amplify your strengths, and you can also work on your weaknesses. When you know your weaknesses, no one can use them against you. So if you're not good at something, say you're not good at being a writer, and someone is constantly hating on you and pointing that flaw out, you can say, I already know that. Tell me something new that I don't know. They can't hurt you if you know what your weaknesses are. Another good tip that reiterates this is journaling and affirmations that I talked about in episode one of my podcast. Don't be afraid to write down your positive qualities, but also don't be afraid to write down your negative qualities and come to accept these things. Come to accept what makes you good and what makes you not so good. Everyone has their negative points. Don't feel like you're the only person with these problems and that you're the only person who feels bad about themselves. Don't feel that way because you're not. And it's okay because self-love and self-acceptance and self-esteem all take work. Just like with anything in life, it takes practice, it takes repetitions, it takes that hard work. You gotta go through the process again and again and again. And a great example that one of the YouTubers I mentioned before uses is dating. When you're dating someone, we choose to overlook their flaws. They have all these positive qualities, but they also have negative qualities, but we overlook them because we love them so much. And that's something that we as people need to do for ourselves. You need to treat yourself as you would a person that you're in love with. Remember, know your strengths and your weaknesses, accept your flaws. In order for you to be able to accept those, journaling and affirmations, write down your positive qualities, write down your negative qualities, and remember to love yourself. That's tip number one. Tip number two is to keep yourself occupied. That could mean to continue to take classes at the university or the college that you're in, to volunteering outside of the community, to taking extracurricular activities, playing sports, whatever it is, keep yourself occupied. For me personally, I want to be a broadcaster. That's my end goal. So I'm taking radio classes here, volunteering outside, doing sporting events and calling sports games here for the school's radio station. Outside of that, journalism as well. I'm writing pieces that I want to write about, sports pieces, social justice issues. It's something that I'm passionate about. My point here is to do something that you love, that will be better for you, that will better you to reach those goals that you want to strive for, that you're working towards to. These will not only help you in the long run to achieve those goals, but it will also distract you from the non-important things in your life, non-important things that will prevent you from reaching your goals. Now, I want to add a personal story here and throw it back to my high school days, which isn't too far off, but I'm going to be talking about a time where I was so invested into this girl. I was super clingy. This girl I had a crush on. I was thinking about her in moments where I wasn't busy, so I would text her and say, hey, what are you doing? And I'm not so proud of that right now, because I could have been spending those moments doing something that I love, but instead I was so invested in one person. I could have been getting some exercise, I could have been hanging out with friends, I could have been helping out in the community, I could have been doing something I love. That's my point. I'm not saying that you should deny hanging out with your friends and times with your free. That's great. Being around people, being social, sharing your feelings, sharing what you did this week, that's all great. But my point is, create some time for yourselves. Don't always reach out at every single free moment and ask your friends what they're doing. They could be busy. Take time for yourself and do something that you love. That's tip number two. Keep yourself occupied. Keep yourself busy, because that will prevent you from thinking about the outside distractions in your life. Tip number three is to get rid of negative or toxic people in your life. And I believe that the type of people you hang out with affects the way in which you act. That is why I'm saying, if they're having this negative energy, you need to take them out of your life, because you're like a sponge. You suck in this information. If you're hanging out with people that are negative, you're only hindering your happiness. And you want to surround yourself with good, positive people. People who make you laugh. People who are working and on a mission just like you. Surround yourself with people who support you, who want to help you achieve your goals, whatever that is. And you might just be asking, how can I drop these types of negative people, whether they're close friends or family members? Don't just stop talking to them entirely, but slowly just stop spending less time with them. Spend time with people who will uplift you, make you feel better about yourself, and just have a good energy and good vibes overall. That's the key to this tip. Tip number three, surround yourself with positive people, drop the toxic people out, and continue to develop friendships with people who support your overall goals. Tip number four, and my favorite out of all of these tips in learning how to love yourself, is to care for your body and look good. When you truly love yourself, you recognize the importance of taking care of your body from the inside out, and that everything that you put into your body is either helping to heal your body or possibly destroying it. By eating certain foods, by dressing up in a certain way, you create this vibe, you create this feeling of looking good, feeling good, performing good, and I'm a firm believer in that. Personally, I like to dress up every single day I go to school, and people may call me crazy. My classmates are like, whoa, dude, like, you need to calm down. Stop dressing up like this. What's the occasion? And sometimes I'm like, there's no occasion. I just want to dress up because it makes me an even more confident person. It's something that I incorporate into my life, and I feel like it's helping me become a more confident person. I believe what I say, and when I say something, I'm not afraid to say it. That kind of goes back to my episode one of the whole law of attraction and confidence aspect. Health-wise, put some good food in your body. Your body is this temple. If you're putting greasy fast food into it, your body's not gonna love you. You're gonna feel like complete crap. You're gonna feel like your body is drained out, tired. You're gonna feel gross. You're gonna tell yourself, why did I do this to myself? You're gonna feel bloated and just lazy. So indulge in some vegetables and some fruits. Make your body a healthy place. People will not only recognize that you're trying and bettering yourself by looking good, but they're also gonna be able to tell when you drop some weight. You're gonna get those compliments. Man, you look good. What have you been eating? And you're gonna tell them, oh, I'm eating this, this, and this. In addition to that, you're dressing up. Guys, you're wearing that polo shirt. You're wearing chinos, rocking Sperry's, and having a nice belt buckle. You're looking good. You're looking fresh. You're looking fly. You're eating healthy. You're feeling like you're on top of the world. And that's the common theme. Look good, feel good, perform good. That is tip number 4, and that's my final tip. So just to reiterate the 4 tips that I gave to you all in learning how to love yourself so that you can love others are: first, number 1, be self-aware. Know about your flaws and know about your strengths. Embrace those, because that is what makes you who you are today. My second tip is to keep yourself occupied, keep yourself busy. By doing so, it will continue to focus you straight on your goal and strive for greatness. My third tip is to take out the toxic people in your life. Take out the negative people and to surround yourself with people that support you, that want to help you achieve your goals. And my final tip, tip number 4, is look good, feel good inside and outside of your body. Your body is a temple, and you need to appreciate that and feed it with the correct foods. You also got to look fresh outside of your body, because that will help you become even more confident. By applying these 4 tips in how to love yourself so you can learn to love others, I believe that this will help you continue to improve yourself and become the best you.
You attract to your life whatever you give attention, energy, and focus to, whether positive or negative. Thanks for tuning in to the Psych Me Out podcast. Make sure to tune in for the next one as I continue to make you the best you. DJ Nuts signing off.